Well, Terry, welcome to golfersongolf.com and Golfers on Golf Radio. And we're thrilled to talk to you today about the exciting news from Cantini Golf and this really big project that you're undertaking over the next few years. And congratulations. I'm sure everybody there must be really excited.
Rory, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's a privilege to be on your shows with you. It really is. We're very excited about it. We're a little disappointed. We're going to have to displace some daily fee players and hopefully not many outings. But for the most part, we looked at it. It's 33 years old, this course is, and it's time to look at the infrastructure more, the most important part of this whole remodel and reinvestment into the course, really, is what it is. And we're excited about it. We're going to do it 9 at a time, as I said, and really look at the irrigation system's getting completely replaced. That's 33 years old, and I think it's probably 8 years longer than a normal irrigation system lasts. And then we're looking at our bunker program, and I think with Todd Quitno, our course designer, and we can talk more about him in a little bit, but he really has a nice strategic plan on, with technology changing 33 years later. Our bunkers have become obsolete in some areas with the way the ball's being hit and how far it's being hit. So he has some cool things planned there, and we're also going to have more walk-in bunkers and a much better drainage system in our bunkers throughout the campus and throughout the 27 holes. And then we're going to level tee boxes. You know, 33 years ago, it was great to elevate and have steps and all that. Today, we're just going to try to make it a little more pure and improve sight lines from tee boxes as well. So you might see a shift of a tee box, you know, going to the left or right. But the goal is to just really create a better experience, a much better and challenging experience for the single-digit handicap player, as well as maintain an atmosphere where families and higher handicap players who are just maybe learning the game or don't play as often can still come out and enjoy the Cantini experience.
Terry, one of the major concepts that goes into a lot of renovation or restoration projects these days is tree removal for a variety of concepts. Sometimes it's just they're unsafe, they've been damaged by storms, and they're barely hanging on, or they are dead trees, or sometimes they are done to increase length to the golf course or keep certain areas, give them a little more sun and air so the turf doesn't have to be replaced too often. But I do know that there's a couple of spots, perhaps on Woodside most frequently, where you've really got some tight access into the greens. And and could there be some tree removal to help out all of these areas I just mentioned?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we have identified almost 900 trees that might get removed throughout the 27-hole complex. And a lot of it are for all those reasons you mentioned, Rory. But and one I think wasn't mentioned was more of a sight line to give players a better sight line of especially if it's a par five, that, you know, if it's going dog leg right, dog leg left, that at least they have a shot at it and they could at least see what they're dealing with up there. And you mentioned Woodside. Woodside 2 is our signature hole, our number one hole, handicap hole. And it's a par five. It takes 18 minutes to play that hole. And a lot of it just to what you said with trees. So that hole is going to have considerable amount of trees removed and fairway widened a little bit. And then we're also going to take that green and shift it over to the right a little bit or to the east. And then we're going to take number three tee box out where that is and bring that to where the green was, the two green was. So it's going to play a much faster hole, and it's going to, the number three, Woodside 3, will have a much nicer view to the hole over water and give the golfer, one, a very short distance to go from green to tee, but more importantly, create two fun holes, really fun holes together right there and let everybody play that in a different way than the way they've been playing Wood 2 and 3 for the last 33 years.
Well, I know that you've brought in Todd Quitno, mm-hmm. who does some excellent work, and it's a great selection by the golf facility and the Kemper management team. But Roger Packard did the original work when the course opened in 1989. And I believe at the time he was doing some work with Andy North, and Andy was involved in the project. And do you think Todd will reach out to Andy at all and pick his brain a little bit on what was done, and maybe have Andy spend a day taking a look at things?
Great question, because Andy's been a good friend of Cantini over the years, and has been very supportive when he is in town. And I'll ask Todd that question. But Todd has a lot of respect for Mr. Packard and Andy North.
Well, I know that the few people I've talked to about this project, you know, one of the things people are asking is, all the work going to be done over at the main Cantini facility, or will anything be changed up at your youth links?
We're not going to touch youth links this during this project, but youth links is also on the map, if you will, for to look at that differently, if we can or should. But it's every year we look at every revenue center on the campus here and just try to understand what we can add to it or do differently at it to make it a better experience for our guests. For example, last year we were able to invest in TrackMan Range and added that to our academy. Our academy is one of the top 50 in the nation by the golf academy organizations, and we added TrackMan Range, and that's become just an incredible active revenue center for us now. Our guests have just really taken to the TrackMan Range. Now we're looking at doing something different at Youth Links too, but we're going to probably slow down, do this project, get this project done, and then look at the other centers. We're even evaluating the clubhouse near the end of the project.
Yeah, well, that was actually about my next question. Will you do much to change or improve, really, one of the great practice facilities in the Chicagoland area? I remember when you first built it. And the clubhouse has some great views of the golf course, especially when you're up dining. And obviously one of the nicest looking pro shops around anywhere. It's always well kept with a great selection of golf merchandise. And what are the plans, if any?
Well, it's a great lead into the big feature we're going to unveil after the first nine is done at Hillside. We're taking our existing putting green and creating an extremely large, almost the lawn, if you will, kind of a putting surface. So not only will it be great for daily fee players and outings to enjoy, but just people practicing, it will just give them an extremely wide variety of ways of putting. And we're going to move our halfway house from where it is on the lower level of our current clubhouse. We're going to have an Airstream kind of a concept, a food truck kind of concept, positioned right next to the lawn that will serve as our halfway house now for our daily fee players, and then also support those people practicing. We'll have a little Anorak chairs out, patio, if you will, outside on facing the putting green, and just create an atmosphere where people can really enjoy Cantini in a different way.
Well, Terry, one of the great additions that Kemper Sports Management has made to one of its other properties down in Florida, Streamsong, was the addition of, shall we say, specialized halfway houses. It sort of depends which course you're on, but you can get, shall we say, Mexican-flavored taco stand, the barbecue stand, and all of them from somebody that's sampled all of these places and thought they were all wonderful and outstanding. Could you make something like that up here at Cantini? And
we
maybe have a variety of different flavors on different days.
Yeah, we are going to get creative with the food and beverage offerings at the halfway house, and they're going to get, there's going to be some really crazy pricing that's going to be just so crazy value price that it's just going to be almost a compliment to the golfer for coming out to Cantini. That's how crazy we'll get with it. But we really want to make a splash. And for 33 years, people come off Lakeside and they have to turn right, go to the halfway house, and then go back left to get to the next nine. And we're going to eliminate that whole process and keep this thing moving in a very smooth way for people.
Terry, you you mentioned to me about a little bit of a course change on Woodside. Is there anything that might stand out on either Lakeside or Hillside, the first part of your project?
No, you see some tees being moved, as I mentioned earlier. All the tees we're going to try to level and get them off that stair step up and all. But Lakeside, you know, there's a lot of pure golf out here, and we really don't want to wreck something that's really good. We just want to take the widened fairways to give people a better shot on that second or third shot, make the views a little better by eliminating some trees, make the bunkers walk in. But greens, we're going to let it, the natural contour take, you know, take shape for us and look at it that way. But we are going to dig all the way down to the bottom of every green and every tee box and change what's underneath there and then really create some nice rolling contours. But we want to make it, keep it fair, and we want to make it extremely challenging for the single-digit handicapper as well.
Well, Terry, I got to ask you about one of the legendary trademarks of Cantini. It's not just the leaf, but it's that Dick Tracy bunker you've got there on the last hole of Lakeside. Is anything going to change there?
No, I don't think so. It might get a little better, but from a drainage side and playability side with some new sand, different sand in there. But I think we're going to keep the Dick Tracy deal. As you said, it's a memorable part of this course and a lot of history behind it.
Well, the other thing is that over time, you know, we've talked a little bit about the bunkers and drainage, but green side size sometimes can shrink and go away. Will there be some re-expansion of your putting surfaces?
It's going to Todd, I think, is looking at each hole differently and allowing whatever the current contour is giving him to work with. He doesn't want to really change a lot, but he wants to make sure it lasts a long time, and it gives a lot of different competitive ways to play golf as we find places to put a new cup. So I have faith in what Todd done at Schaumburg, what he's currently doing at Canal Shores, that his work will be well received by our daily fee players here.
Time flies when you're having fun, but it's been about 15 years now since the USGA Pub Links Championship was at Cantini.
Yeah, crazy.
And sadly, I believe they no longer contest that championship. But after all of your renovations here and restorations are done, might there be some consideration to reapproach the USGA about hosting another one of their championships?
We're always open to talk to great golf partners. We're always open. So I hope it is. I hope there's an opportunity to do some different things. And, you know, time will tell. But we are always eager to do that. We're now home of the Illinois Junior Golf Association Hall of Fame. As you know, you were here last year for the inaugural dinner. And every other year we're going to host that dinner as they enroll new people. But we are always looking for good partners in golf to make sure we're at the forefront. You know, we do the State Am here every 5 years. And that's a treat, and it's also cool to watch all these players go on to, as they get into college, and those who have played, you know, on the Korn Ferry Tour. It's kind of cool to watch them start here at Cantini.
Before I let you go, let's talk a little bit about Todd Quitnow. I know that picking the right architect for your project is very important, especially when the project is going to go run on for a few years, and also to look at master planning for down the road. So maybe it doesn't go 33 years before you have to come back and tune things up. Tell us a little bit about Todd and the selection process that was determined to bring him aboard.
Sure. Well, we interviewed, I think, three different architects, Todd being one of them. And, you know, Todd has a lot of experience nationally, but a lot regionally and in the Midwest. And we went out and talked to each one of those different architects' properties. And it just was by the second property we were at, the Todd Quitnow review just seemed to come off glowing. So we took that, and then looking at about 100, I think he's done 150 renovations in his career as well, and the work that he's done with Kemper Sports at Canal Shores currently, we just thought it was a great fit. And so far, so good. Todd is really continues to shine with thoughts and different ways to look at this project. So we're excited that he's involved, that's for sure.
Probably I should ask you one other thing. People are going to want to know, hey, when is this shutting down? When is that shutting down? Tell us about the shutdowns. And I know people are going to say, well, it's starting next year. So what's going to happen when the summer starts next year? And when do we have to start taking the timeline of shutdowns occurring?
Sure. Great question, Rory. Thanks for bringing that up. We are looking to start the project in either middle May or June 1. And, you know, weather dictates a lot in the spring, but our target date is drop-dead target date is June 1 to take Hillside 9 out of commission and start that work over on Hillside 9. That comes back online around June 24. We'll take Woodside out in July 1st and then follow that same schedule for the year. And then once Woodside comes back online, we'll take Lakeside out for the final year and then have a grand opening of all 27 holes in July of 2027.
Sounds very exciting. I'm looking forward to monitoring the project as it moves along, and so we'll be out there and we'll stay.
That'd be awesome. Always invited.
Yeah, thank you. It's always fun walking through the dirt piles with the architects and
exactly. It's a different way of looking at a golf course.
Yeah, pick their brain mid-process, not after it's all grown back in and everything. So we'll look forward to doing that and staying in touch with you as things move along.
Yeah, come on out this October if you like. It's the best time to play golf at Cantini. And never can see a better picture, a place with a better picture, man, with the leaves changing.